Well, good morning.
Morning.
So welcome, Jesse, to our time with Young Disciples, and welcome all those who are young at heart. This message also is a special message for the congregation as well. So to do this, we got to have a quick history lesson. You remember Dr. Tim Verhey came to Trinity, and he preached on this scripture several weeks ago. And he preached on the scripture that talked about two people praying in the temple. Do you remember who those two people were, to put you on the spot?
No.
That's okay. Some of us might not remember that either. And so one was a Pharisee. Pharisee was a high priest at that time, right? High Jewish priest at that time. And the other was a tax collector. Now, in that community, who was seen as a pretty great person and who was seen as a person that probably should be avoided?
The priest would be the pretty good person and the tax collector would be the person to be avoided.
Yes, good job, good job. And then Jesus teaches us something about the prayers that they offer. And Dr. Verhey was really funny how he talked about the Pharisee went to the front of the temple and prayed a loud prayer so everybody would see and hear him and thanked God that he was such a great person, right? And then the tax collector wouldn't even make eye contact, stood in the back and just prayed for forgiveness. And thank God for being a good God, right? So today we need to think about some quotes that Pastor Jim shared. And let's pray that my phone cooperates here as we pull up said quote. So this was from Rachel Held Evans just a couple Sundays ago. But the gospel doesn't need a coalition devoted to keeping wrong people out. It needs a family of sinners saved by grace, committed to tearing down the walls, throwing open the doors, and shouting, "Welcome, there's bread and wine. Come eat with us and talk. This isn't a kingdom for the worthy. It's a kingdom for the hungry. This isn't a kingdom for the worthy. It's a kingdom for the hungry." Now, in those prayers in the temple, Jesse, who do you think saw themselves as a very, very worthy person?
Probably the priest with a very big ego.
That's right. Probably the priest with a very big ego. And of the two men praying, who was the one who was truly hungry for a relationship with God?
Probably the tax collector.
Right. And he probably had some very good reasons for that, right? The truth is, we all have good reasons. And so here's the question for the congregation. We've seen some exciting things start to get started at Trinity as Trinity prepares for new opportunities, such as a pottery class this afternoon that Elizabeth is leading, such as combined choirs. So as we deal with that excitement, we were thinking about, and Pastor Jim suggested, that perhaps we want a statement of fellowship for our congregation. And this statement could be taken from that quote: Trinity Presbyterian Church, a fellowship for the hungry, not the worthy. What would it be for our church to live into that statement? Let's bow our heads. Lord, thank you that we are able to come directly to you with all our fallenness, for all our flaws. Lord, thank you that you are a God who seeks us, who opens the table for those who are hungry. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.